and welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing that the Lord's return is very soon. He's coming again, and those who love Him, who are looking for Him, who are seeking Him out, who are His own dear children, bought with the blood of Jesus, they will leave with Him. They will meet Him in the air. And they'll have sorrow no more. The world system is a failing system. And it's in all of our best interest to follow God. The Lord gave us a way of escape. It's in our best interest. And it's a blessing to us if we receive the plan of salvation and go with God in the rapture, taking Him at His word, believing Him by our faith. See, we overcome the world system in every way you can look at it. When it comes to living forever, we overcome. The world system, those that love the world system so much, those who are in it, they're in it willingly, but they're also trapped by it. Everybody that has taken the path of the alternative, the broad road, and they got off the narrow road, and they're wandering in the broad road, the way of destruction. They don't realize it's the way of destruction. And my heart goes out to people that don't know and haven't heard. Now, when the rapture comes, there will be millions of people that have never heard the gospel. And then there will be millions who have never heard it properly. But most of the people who heard it didn't respond. Or many of the people who heard it and heard it properly, some of them responded and left back to the world. And some people that love God have gotten in strife. Or they're wrestling with things of the world. But we can't let it. This is not a time we should let our first love get away from us. We need to love God with all of our heart. And we all need to be honest and open with the Lord. When David was sinning, he admitted, "Lord, I sinned against you." When you studied his true repentance, he was heartbroken by what he did or thought or said. And he wanted the Lord to rescue him. And that's precisely what Jesus came to do, rescue us from this world. Now, when we meet the Lord in the air, we're not going to carry any part of the world with us. We have to get rid of it. We have to take the way of salvation, the way of love, the way of faith in Jesus' blood, remembering that Jesus' blood is holy. Our salvation and redemption is holy. The love of God toward us is holy. And our love for God is also holy. And our honesty should be holy as well. And our dedication to the things of God is also holy before the Lord and precious in His sight. And our prayers avail much, especially when we're right with Him. Whatever you've held back from the Lord, fork it over. Cast all your cares to God. Live in His strength and might. Purify your hands. And let your hearts remain pure before Him. Now, the Lord may... He is determined to keep us in His will. And He made us in His image. He's determined for us to live in His image. Every way you look at it, He's blessed us with all that we need to live in His image. And we need to follow Him and go forward and not be seduced by dead doctrines, false information, which comes from cold religion. We need to be the hot church, the on fire church. Our love for God should be rich, and our love for the world should be non-existent. Now, the Lord's return is so sudden. You know, it's in my heart. The Lord, he often talks to me about His soon return. And those those who harden their heart, the Lord said He would spit them out. Those who are lukewarm, people who have left their first love, they have a love for the world. They become an enemy to the Lord in every way. But they still speak His name as if they're His when they have actually turned. And to make things plain, the Lord will give them over to their own way, because they work to confuse people that truly love God. That's why He gave the lukewarm church a chance to repent. Now, this is the time period where there's never been a lukewarm church like there is in our day. And people heap to themselves preachers that have itching ears, that teach lies. That now, it's not new. In Jeremiah's day, they tried to pull Jeremiah aside and said, don't prophesy the things of God. Prophesy smooth things. And then they said, prophesy deceits. And they didn't want God around them. They didn't. They had no love for God. But they loved the world enough to say it. Now, if people did that now, which some of them will, but most of the people that the enemy will use, they don't say it that way. They're more subtle. But the works that the Lord, what He's told me today, He's going to harden the hearts of people who do things like that. And they'll get to the point where they will verbalize how they really feel. And when people try to warn them and help them see Christ, they're going to get upset. They're going to respond as if their heart is hard. And they're not just going to go along with the gospel because it's socially acceptable. And people have used religion and Christianity to be socially acceptable. And when some people have a problem with the Lord because they love the world, of course, because there's no knowledge or wisdom or understanding against God. He's holy, He's true, He's pure. And when people follow Him, they can speak words that sound doctrine that no man can speak against. They tried to trap Jesus in His wording, and they could not. They could not. And then they stopped. They stopped trying because they couldn't trap Him in it. There's no evil in Him. There was nothing that they could accuse Him of. They had to pay liars. They had to get people to say that they heard Him say something amiss. And they misinterpreted what, you know, they lied on Him. They lied on Him. Even Herod wouldn't, Pilate sent Him to Herod, and Herod sent Him back to Pilate. And Pilate tried to rescue him. And then he handed him over to the Jews. And the Romans, they scourged him first. They beat him. By his stripes we're healed. And then they gave him back to the Jews. And the Roman scourging is worse than the Jewish scourging. The Jewish scourging only had 39 whip marks, but not the Romans. The Romans didn't stop. He didn't look like a man when they finished with him. And then they crucified him. Now, when cold religion has the same bitterness that it had when they crucified Christ, cold religion is no better now. It's even worse than it was then. And there is, and the Lord knows who's who. He knows what's in people's hearts. But people don't always reveal everything in their heart. If you're around the person enough, they're going to say whatever's in their heart is going to come out of their mouth. However they feel, good, bad, indifferent, is coming out. And the Lord knows it. He knows how to judge a heart. I do not. I don't even try. And sometimes I wonder about people, but I hope the best for them. Only God knows how people are in their heart. Not me. And those that love God, I believe that they love God. I believe in people because I love God. But I know for a fact there are people that do not love Him, that say they do. Sometimes people are trying to get things. They don't always reveal their true character around people that love God. But I've heard of guys who, they'll say things around others that they wouldn't say around me. And then when they told me about it, I said, no, he didn't say that. Oh, yes, he did. So I can't tell what a person has in their heart or why they do what they do, even if they did it. Only the Lord can judge their heart perfectly, not me. But I'm saying these things to let up to so that people can be wise and savvy about what's happening. And the reason the Lord is going to harden the heart of people whose heart are hardened is to help people know why they're going to be left. And then he said to me that he said he was going to harden the heart of those who love this world. People, he's been working with them, trying to get them to repent, and they never would. And they always harden their heart. Now God's going to harden their heart, like he did Pharaoh. Pharaoh hardened his heart, then God hardened his heart some more. Now there are ways that God did it. When the one thing that hardened his heart is when the people of God were blessed. That'll make a proud man angry when God bless his people. So a lot of that might happen. A lot of God's people may win in life, and that will definitely harden the heart of the wicked. I know it will. So that's probably what's going to happen. Just speculating. The first generation, the Lord gave them over to a reprobate mind, a no good mindset. And their heart was hard as a brick. They wouldn't turn for nothing. They hated God. And then the flood waters came and killed them. People are no different now than in the days of Noah. But there are just many people that love God now. That's the main difference. There are millions of people who love God. And they're going to be raptured out. Now, I want to share something with you. That there are those who love God. And they they drift back and forth between the broad road and the narrow road. But they love God. And the Lord said, for them, I'm going to warn them. They're able, because they love God, to operate in faith and get back on the narrow road. And if they do, they're going to be fine. But the Lord's return, is he's coming back because of time. He's not going to hold the rapture and wait on people to make up their mind and wait on people to get right. He has a set time. The rapture date is set. He said it. He set it. The day that he set will not have another great day of grace past it. And I know this. Now, the rapture will happen between now and that date. The date is the limit. The date that God set, not Thurston, because I don't know what day that is. I just know it's very close. And I know it's very soon. And the rapture will be very sudden. And I'm not saying these things at my own will. I'm saying it by the instruction of God. And we're very close. I don't know how long we have. I don't know how many days, months, weeks we have. But I know that he's given me this assignment to warn his people, let them know, so that they can do all that they need to be doing now. But he said he's going to warn those that love him so that they can repent and judge their own works. They can judge themselves so that they won't be judged, so that they won't be left here. We have to obey God's word. And now is a time. See, let's say the rapture came. Let's say God didn't give us any kind of warning like this. And a lot of people are too, they love the world too much to warn people right. And they're looking at the people. And they don't warn people good like they should. But the Lord's doing it. He's got people that will warn and give people instructions so that they can go forward. Now, let's say the Lord didn't do anything and he just came back. A lot of people will be caught off guard. And the Lord doesn't want them to be caught off guard. That's why whoever you hear that's trying to get you to repent now and walk upright before the Lord and seek him, And love him according to scripture, that's your friend. And when we listen to people that obey God like that, and even this message, this is giving people the chance to do a soul search to make sure that they're right with him. And I've done it too. I say, Lord, if there's anything that I need to clear up, help me do it. Yeah, but you're an apostle, you're a preacher. But I'm also his child. And he said, if I judge myself, I won't be judged. Now, in my mind, everything may be all right. But what if I overlook something? I don't want there to be anything that I hold back from the Lord. That's why I always confess that I will do all that's in his heart. I trust the Lord, not Thurston. I don't trust myself. I trust him. And when I look to him, then I can make all the adjustments I need to make. When I watch the pastor, the Ugandan pastor and the other pastor that died, and the angel showed him heaven first and then he showed him hell. He said, if you die now, this is where you'll be. Because he, in the ambulance, on the way to the hospital, he asked the Lord to forgive him of all his sins. But he was still angry with his wife and didn't forgive her. Now, when I saw that, I thought about all the people have a problem with. Some people, they have a more complicated life. They've been divorced or they have a an ex-girlfriend or a boyfriend or child or somebody that they're mad at, sibling, parent, they may be upset with them for whatever reason, and they never forgave them. Remember, Jesus was not lying when he said, if you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you. And if God don't forgive you, you will not go to heaven. See, a lot of people, they'll forgive their wife. But what about the others in their life that cause them trouble? Ex-wives, ex-husbands, children, stepchildren, friends, family, bosses, people that they didn't forgive. And a lot of people, they hate the president and politicians. And they talk about them